Which of the creatures in Animal Land is the finest creature of them all? Could it be lion, giraffe, elephant? How about mosquito? Let's find out. Once upon a time, there lived a cat, a wild cat who lived alone in the bush. In time, she grew weary of being all by herself, and so she found a husband, another wild cat who she thought was the finest creature in all of the jungle. One day, as they were strolling along the path through the tall grass, swish! Out of the grass jumped Leopard and he bowled Cat's husband over, all furs and claws, into the dust. "Oh," said Cat, "I see. My husband is covered with dust, and he's not the finest creature in all of the jungle. It's Leopard." And so she went to live with Leopard, and they lived together very happily. And then one day, as they were hunting in the bush, suddenly, swish, out of the bush leapt Lion onto Leopard's back, and he ate him all up. "Oh," said Cat, "I see. Leopard is not the finest creature in all of the jungle. It's Lion." And so she went to live with Lion. And they lived together very happily. Then one day, as they were stalking through the forest, a huge shadow loomed overhead and, fa-choo! With one foot, Elephant squashed Lion flat. "Oh," said Cat, "I see. Lion is not the finest creature in all of the jungle. It's Elephant." And so she went to live with Elephant. She climbed up on his back and sat purring on his neck, right between his two ears, and they lived together very happily. And then one day, as they were moving through the reeds down by the river, a loud sound rang out, "Pata!" An elephant fell to the ground. Cat looked around, and all she saw was a man, a hunter. "Oh," said Cat, "I see. Elephant is not the finest creature in all of the jungle. It's Man." And so she went to live with Man. She followed him home, and when she reached it, she climbed up on the thatch of his hut and said, "At last, I've found the finest creature in all of the jungle." She began to hunt the mice and rats that lived in that village, and they lived together very happily until one day, as she was warming herself in the sun up on the thatch of the hut, loud voices came from inside. It was Man and his wife. The voices grew and grew until, "Basai!" Out of the hut came Man, rolling head over heels into the dust. "Oh," said Cat, "I see. Now I truly know who the finest creature is. It's Woman." So Cat climbed down from the thatch of the hut, and she went inside and sat by the fire, and there she's lived ever since. True story, the end.